Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Microsoft announces $17.5 billion investment in India, largest in Asia, to boost country's AI infrastructure. Australia becomes world's first country to ban social media for teenagers under the age of 16. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tours Europe to garner support, reiterates, will not cede any territory to Russia. Belgium's top court rejects Indian fugitive Mehul Choksi's appeal against his arrest on an extradition request by New Delhi. And in Squash World Cup, hosts India defeat Switzerland 4-0 in their Pool B opener in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Global software powerhouse Microsoft has pledged the investment of $17.5 billion in India to help build infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities for AI future in the country. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella informed this in a social media post after meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. He said on social media that to support India's ambitions, Microsoft is committing its largest investment ever in Asia. He said the commitment is to help build the infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities needed for India's AI-first future. Microsoft said in a statement that the company plans to invest $17.5 billion in India over the next 4 years from 2026 to 2029 to drive AI diffusion at a population scale. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella's post on social media, the Prime Minister said, when it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India. He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. He further said that the youth of the nation will harness this opportunity to innovate and leverage the power of AI for a better planet. Australia has become the first country to ban social media for children under the age of 16, blocking access to platforms including TikTok, Alphabet's YouTube, and Meta's Instagram and Facebook. 10 of the biggest platforms were ordered to block children or face fine of up to $33 million under the new law, which drew criticism from major technology companies and free speech advocates, but was welcomed by parents and child advocates. According to the reports, the ban aimed to support young Australians and ease the pressure that can come from endless feeds and algorithms. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had announced last September that Australia would introduce an age limit on social media use. Belgium's top court has rejected Indian fugitive Mehul Choksi's appeal against his arrest in Antwerp based on an extradition request by New Delhi. The Belgian Court of Cassation heard Choksi's plea at Brussels yesterday and ruled in India's favour. Choksi is being held in a prison in Antwerp since April this year, following his arrest at India's request. He's accused of 6 bank frauds between 2018 and 2022, involving amounts totaling to nearly 13,000 crore rupees. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has once again rejected any plan to give up territory to Russia, saying Ukraine has no legal or moral right to cede land. The statement comes amid Zelensky's European tour to garner support in strengthening Ukraine's position, as US President urged him to accept his proposal to cede territory. Zelensky met Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni in Rome yesterday and discussed security guarantees and ways to keep pressure on Russia to negotiate. The Ukrainian president also met Pope Leo XIV, who called for continued dialogue and a just and lasting peace. Earlier, Zelensky held talks in London with leaders from Britain, France, and Germany to strengthen Ukraine's position. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that a potential Supreme Court ruling limiting his authority to impose tariff would threaten national security. The Supreme Court is currently reviewing challenges to Trump's wide-ranging use of tariffs, with businesses and Democratic-led states arguing that such powers belong to Congress, not the presidency. Defending tariffs as crucial to U.S. economic strength and security, Trump said on social media that a negative decision would leave the country financially defenseless. His comments come amid rising living costs and political scrutiny as inflation hit 2.8% year-on-year in September. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation of Italy, Antonio Tajani, arrived in New Delhi this morning. Ministry of External Affairs said Mr. Tajani is on a three-day visit to India. The Italian Deputy Prime Minister will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today and will travel to Mumbai tomorrow. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival, Nagaland's famed Festival of Festivals, will conclude today with a grand closing ceremony at Unity Plaza, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. The finale event is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m., bringing to a close 10 days of cultural celebration, performances, and global participation. In the U.S., one person was killed and another critically injured in a shooting incident at Kentucky State University. The incident occurred on the campus in Frankfort, prompting a response from local police. According to the governor's office, authorities quickly secured the campus and a suspect was taken into custody. The Frankfort Police Department is investigating the circumstances surrounding this tragedy. More details are awaited as the investigation continues. In squash, India defeated debutants Switzerland 4-0 in their Pool B opener of the Squash World Cup 2025, opening their campaign in style at the Express Avenue Mall at Chennai. India's national champion Velaven Senthil Kumar set the tone in the first match by defeating world number 296 Swiss Robin Gadola 3-0. In the second match, youngest squash player in the competition, 17-year-old Anahat Singh, defeated Celine Walser 3-0. In the third match, Abhay Singh also defeated Luai Hafiz 3-0, while veteran Joshna Chinappa defeated Stella Kaufman 3-1 to complete the sweep. India, who won bronze in 2023, will play Brazil on Thursday in their upcoming group encounter. A report.
In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 101 runs in the first T20 international of five-match series at Bharathi Stadium in Cuttack last night. Chasing the target of 176, the visitors were bowled out for 74 runs, with Indian bowlers delivering disciplined performance. Earlier put into bat first, India posted 175 runs in the stipulated 20 overs with a blazing 59 off 28-ball knock by Hardik Pandya. Pandya was declared player of the match. The second match of the series will be played in New Chandigarh tomorrow. In hockey, India defeated Uruguay 3-1 in a shootout after an intense 1-1 draw in their qualification match for 9th to 12th positions at the FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025 in Santiago last night. India emerged victorious in the shootout 3-1 as Purnima Yadav, Ishika and Kanika Sivaj scored from their take and goalkeeper Nidhi denied Uruguay thrice to ensure her team progressed ahead in the tournament. India will play next against Spain tomorrow for the ninth place. With Vishal Kumar, this is Nina Arakal for World News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Microsoft announces $17.5 billion investment in India, largest in Asia, to boost country's AI infrastructure. Australia becomes first country to ban social media for teenagers under the age of 16. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tours Europe to garner support, reiterates, will not cede any territory to Russia. Belgium's top court rejects Indian fugitive Mehul Choksi's appeal against his arrest on an extradition request by New Delhi. And in squash, World Cup hosts India defeats Switzerland 4-0 in their Pool B opener in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.